I wanted to take a little bit of look at Hilchos Yontif. Hilchos Yontif is not as neat as Hilchos Shabbos. In what sense? In Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Hagadol, we have a list of the 39 melachos. Very simply, do we know what the melachos are that are banned on Shabbos? Yontif, we still have the same list of 39 melachos, but we don't have a parallel Mishnah and Beyo to tell us which melachos are mutter, which melachos are asra and yontif. Certain ones are obviously discussed. Many remain obscure. We don't have such clear. We have to glean insight into them.
Where is the starting point? They're all asra or they're all mutter?
Well, we have, on one sense, we have kamalech saray sasim. These are malocha and yondu. On the other hand, we have achash yochel lechol nefesh ulevado yosel lechol. So, what are the parameters of the heter of lechol nefesh? What doesn't it allow? What doesn't it allow? And that really becomes more complicated because, in terms of malochas, we have two levels. We have two levels in terms of the heter of malachos. The Torah itself directly speaks Allah Hashem Yochel L'chol Nefesh. So Malachos L'chol Nefesh is mutter. Nobody disagrees. B'Shamay agrees. B'Shilal agrees. Can't argue with a pasuk. But that's where the agreement ends. It's the Mishnah and Beyah of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah of Bitoch. So Bishamai does not agree with the notion of Bitoch. They were strict constructionists. Torah said, "Achar sheyochel lechol nefesh." That's it. That's what mutter. You find Beshilo was a very interesting notion, and again a notion which, like many things in Hilchos Yontif, Shas never tells us where it comes from. Fine, but Hillel has a notion that we talk Shahutra or Hitzolot Tzairach. We'll use Tosa's definition for our purposes because that's the one that we accept in Halacha. We talk Shahutra, Hitzolot Tzairach, we talk Shahutra, Tzairach Ochon Nefesh, Shahutra Nami Shalot Tzairach Ochon Nefesh. Just as the Torah allowed certain malachas for Ochon Nefesh, it allowed those malachas for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes, assuming that there's a Tzarech Yontif involved in it. So we have two levels of Heter. Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch. Shammai does not agree with Mitoch, Basila does. And naturally is in those places in the Torah possibly like Basila. But the source for Mitoch? Not a mention in Shas, where this very revolutionary notion comes from. And there are
pretty big heter with no basis.
With and no articulated basis in the Shas.
So
what?
No. Svarava from Svarava Kidim. Did that from Svarava to Svarava Kidim? Or is it
something? The Torah doesn't tell us the Svarava. So there's nothing about it other than that it exists. What it's built upon, what its rationale is, not a word. And there are how many sheets for that reason, and how to define it. The broadest definition, which again it's not certainly not muskum la halacha, but gives us a notion of it, that is sefer achinuch, that everything is included in ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is the most common, but ochel nefesh means all, you know, human needs are included in that. We don't find the halacha does not seem to have fully integrated that particular approach. Because in the halacha we find the following. I shouldn't say. Maybe we could fit it back. So we told him, you know, I'm sorry, I withdraw that. The halacha could fit with that. we have a notion that where do we say mitoch? We don't say mitoch with every av maloch. So again, mitoch, we find in reference to havar, ish, we find it by hetzal, and Shas doesn't make mention of it by shechit. What does it apply to? Again, the Rishonim have different views. Some say that Rashi's Rishonim that it only applies to Hoitzah and Havar. That's all it applies to. It doesn't apply to any other Malach. We have a broader view that it could apply to many other Malachs. But even within the broader view, there's a limitation. What's the limitation? The limitation is the following. We find that kibui, extinguishing on Yontif, is on one particular circumstance mutter. The Gemara gives an example when kibui is mutter, and that is if it's directly the tzorach ochel nefesh. So, for example, that if one wants to barbecue a steak on Yontif directly on the coals, to grill it directly on the coals, it's mutter. Bisra gumra. Why? Because there's no odds. That's the way you do it. In heaven, you put a steak on, it's going to smother out some of the oxygen. And kibui, one does not have to extinguish fully. Even partial kibui is also kibui. So inevitably, putting a steak on the coals, some places the fire is going to go out. It's going to be smothered. The lack of oxygen. But it's mutter. So we find kibui is mutter, the Torah Chacham Nefesh. Yet we don't say, the Gemara tells us all types of situations where a person wants to put out the lights, blow out a candle on Yom Tov, and it's also to do so.
And also lighting, you have to take it from the English.
Or that's only light. That's a different reason. That doesn't, you know, that's a totally different reason. So why is this? If it's mutter l'tzorach chacham nefesh, why don't we use the principle of mitoch? And therefore, if I want kibbutz, for example, let's say the light is burning in my room and I want to go to sleep, so why can't I blow it out to go to sleep? Why is it different than if it was dark in my room, I could look, put out a light so I could see what I'm doing? Because you say mitoch, since lighting a fire is mutter for ochel nefesh purposes, I can light on for another tzorach yontif. But here, extinguishing is mutter for ochel nefesh purposes, and I can't put out the lights in my room. Why not? What's the difference? Is sort of like a black hole. The Bnei Yoshua, a very famous piece, explores it. And he articulates the following notion. There are malachas which are generally oriented towards ochel nefesh, towards food preparation. Those other malachas have mitoch. There are avos malachas which are not generally used for food preparation. Upon occasion, they may have some association with food preparation. So, those are mutter in direct association, but there's no din of mitoch in application to them. That's what he says. So consequently, he says, cooking, we'll put it l'halocha, boirer, havara, lighting a fire, all of these are ochel nefesh malachas. So you can use mitoch for them. But kibui is generally not involved with ochel nefesh. Normally, if you have something and you don't want it to burn, just take it off the fire. You don't have to put the fire out. So it's not all generally oriented towards ochel nefesh. Consequently, kibui itself could be mutter if it's the tzorach ochel nefesh, but there's no din mitoch in this classification of avos malachos. That's the Pnei Yoshua's formulation. So, a lot we're wandering around. We don't have basic definitions. Gemara doesn't spell out a lot of basic definitions. Within that context, we have, which is also very, very important, Malachos mutter l'tzarech hayoyim for today. It's not mutter, not for today. The Gemara indicates in Psochem, in Daf Mem Vav, that over the yontif the choyl, there is a machlokes in the Gemara, if it has malchus or it doesn't have malchus. And even if it doesn't have malchus, it's only because it's construed as a terech yontif because of choyl. Choyl is loy orcha, that a guest, an unexpected guest, may pop up at my door. Yeah, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Yontif and bang on the door and ask for food. And therefore, even though everyone in my house ate, so we don't want to look at food, but nevertheless, this mysterious Areach may pop up. I have lived most of my life and haven't met this mysterious Areach yet, but he still may show up anytime. So this mysterious Areach allows it to be considered Terech Yontif because of it. See clearly in Yitzarach Yontif. Now, where does this come from? That it has to be Yitzarach Yontif. How do we know? Or not Yitzarach Moch. So, how do we know it's limited?
And the fact that you can't prepare from one day of Yontif to another day.
Because
another
day, that's because one day is Chol, not Torah.
Uh-huh.
So, how exactly do we know this? This is also less than clear. One could argue it's sort of implicit in the pasuk that that's what the pasuk means. I mean, the simple definition of the pasuk is that you need to eat. For the sake of eating, we allowed you to do malacha. That's ochel nefesh. What I'm going to eat tomorrow, next week, is not ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh means, listen, we ban malacha. So you have a question, how are you going to eat today? Okay. Achar sheyeochel l'chol nefesh, that's hu levado yeyoseh lachem. So one could argue reasonably that tomorrow's ochel nefesh is not ochel nefesh, it's tomorrow's ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh is what I'm going to eat today. That's ochel nefesh. That's what the ochel nefesh implies, that which you need to sustain yourself. So a person needs to eat today, so the Torah allowed us to engage in eating. Tomorrow is not ochel nefesh. That's perhaps just very simple answer to the question, but again, not articulated in the Gemara. Now, for that reason, we have swirling around almost malachas, all types of machlokes. What is the source for which malachas are mutter, which malachas are not? So, this is also hamayim shitas in the Rishayna, endless. There is a view which states that milisha ve'elach things are mutter. Before lisha, they're also. That would imply, for example, that tocha and grinding, which also could be involved for ochel nefesh, that that's also midiraisa according to that. So that's before lisha. To grind, to have flour, then I get the kneading. So all the malachas of planting, which is usually not going to be relevant on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Hayoyim, but harvesting could be the Tzarech Hayoyim. I'll take an F.
We do it possible like that? Or we possible? You can cut into small, but it is like grinding?
We'll go what we can, or that's a different problem, just cutting to small.
That's not grind, that's not the grind?
That's not a real grind, that's something else. Now, harvesting, I want to go out to the backyard, I have apples growing, I want to pick an apple, I have a fresh apple for Yom Tov. Awesome. I can't do all the malachas involved, piling up in the field, threshing, winnowing, all the malachas, get it ready, grinding, sifting, all of these things. So we'll see, we're exactly sifting something that's very tricky, but they're awesome. So according to one view, it's Misha Ve'elach. There's a site such a view. and of Gimel Amar Aleph from Bay of Tosfos. And he brings some other view in Mishalmi, which has to remiut and which Amar, but other things. And the Rajba says the difference between the two views, according to one view, Beirer is Mutter. Beirer is also before Lisha. Normally, when in the way they work to their farms, when you remove the chaff from the grain, and you had a grain, and throw the grain, you put the grain in bushels and you put it into storage. Now, in general, they looked upon the presence of earth for whatever reason. The Gemara says in Shabbos is favorable to helping to preserve the freshness. And they said if you didn't bother to put in certain types of earth, you were wasting your time in putting it away altogether. Now, because of the fact that it was processed on the ground, so inevitably you got earth and stones in it. So when you picked it up, you got earth and stones. And it looks like in the middle when they were busy farming, they didn't worry about getting the earth and stones. They worried about getting it packed up and put away. When you took it out of storage, and you wanted to actually use this grain, so now you had to go through the process of removing the earth and stones, which is the burr. So that takes place before Lisha. Because Boyer, after Boyer is first Teuchen, and yet subsequent to that, it's going to come sifting, and finally you're going to get to Lisha. So the Rajma says, according to one view in Rishalmi, the difference between the views, if you hold Lisha Be'elach, Boyer is also, and if you hold the other view in Rishalmi, as extra Miyutim, then Boyer is Mut. Now most Rishonim Paskin, that Boyer is construed as a Moloch, which is Mutter on Yom Tov, in principle. Now, from the principle to the Halacha L'Maisa, we have a long way to go. But in principle, most Rishonim agree that Boyer is Mutter. So I wanted to take a look. I don't believe in all the Shiurim yet in Hilchos Yom Tov that we looked at Boyer yet. Looked a lot at weird Klolim over the years. But the Malach of Boyer itself, I don't believe that we actually looked at. And the problem with Boyer is that if you put together the sources in the Shulchan Aruch to talk about it, so it's going to leave your head spinning. And this is the problem. Tavkuf Yud Sif Beis. A Boyer kidney is beyond. One that wants to select kidneys and yontif, meaning we separate the waste from the useful product, the beans. Burr kedarko, he's burr in the normal fashion, the cheiko on his lap, with tamcho, he's I guess in some type of plate, pot, and the ramoyed wrote to la ochlo bo biyom, assuming that he wants to eat it today. This is consistent, we only matter malocha and yontif for the sake of today.
But a sieve would not be, or would be included, a sieve would be included or not?
No, we'll get there 1 second. Avalova tavlo. Tavlo is more like a tabletop. Tamcho is like a pot. Avalova tavlo, avalova napo. And that was a sieve, avalova for various types of seeds. So these latter ones were the normal instruments which were used for being burr kidneys. And a pot, apparently, a tamcho, I think should be translated a pot, is less often used. So here's the basic halacha. There's a lot of conditions, but first let's take a look at the basic halacha itself. Aleph, he writes about kidneys, that one could crumble them on one's fingers to break them apart. And then, when I pech ma'at ma'at, blow away the chaff, a few little conum v'tamchoy, which are kelim which were not usually used. Mavur le'elbasim and shim yutes, v'yon tepekilo. The awesome of the Rabbanon on Shabbos, because then, but with the rice and the mutter, so on yond of the mutter, or below the tavlo, below the napa, below the kvoro. So he says, why? The mechsei command the ovid, the tzorech mocho. She'en derech lasas b'kele malolu ela harvei. When one uses types of utensils, which are usually used for large-scale processing, so it looks like one is going to do a great deal. And therefore, even if I'm doing a little, nevertheless, it looks like my intention is to do a great deal, because I'm using significant tools for it. So therefore, it's awesome. A bar kidney is beyond the bar kedarko b'cheiko v'tamcho, and rotsu l'ochlo bo b'yom, avolo b'tavlo k'varo. Bar kedarko apsoy les menoichol. Kedarko, what's the normal way that you do in the weekday? There's more useful material than non-useful material normally. So therefore, what's the derech bar? Derech bar is you take the psoilus, the waste product to it. You take the small amount away from the larger amount. The ain't tzorach l'shanos liver or oichol min apsoilus. You don't have to do this in some unusual fashion of taking away the majority. Why? The kevod shal oichol beruah chidul l'tamei. Since the oichol is the majority, toiv l'mayit b'tirchov liver apsoilus shu'amut. So we should take away a smaller amount because it's less bothersome. But on Yom Tov, because it's Simchas Yom Tov, we're not supposed to bother ourselves. And wrote the law of the Osi Lafukim died to Lech Olamocha. He's not coming to tell me in the simple reading, as we read, as soon as we read, that he means not to do it for tomorrow. He says, there was Epshita. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah didn't have to interject to tell me that. So we know the also lots of Shumaloch and Yontum the Chaver. That's Aleph Beis and Hilchas Yontum. So that wasn't what the Ramah came to teach me. It's true. Halash Meina and something else. The Afilomain died to Lechol Alta. He's coming to go in the other direction. On Shabbos, I can only do Burr if I'm going to eat immediately. Let's say it's the Boba Yom. I do the Burr Friday night and I intend to eat it for Shalosh Shuddis. So Malacha Duraisa. So that's what the Ramah is coming to tell me, that when it comes to Yom Tov, and I'm going to eat it Kiyum L'Achaz Man, I'm going to eat it significantly removed from the time that I did it. It was Shabbos, the Hagav Nechayev Chattis, the Ma'atzvam Shcholo Shabbos. I feel a bar Ocham and Apsoilis, even if I took the Ocham from Psoilis and I did it with my hand. The Kol Shetain, the Psoilis from the Ocham, and certainly if I took the Psoilis from the Ocham. Kamash Valon, so the Ramah came to teach me, and Isabura beyond to Bezemana Torah. That there's no Isabura in this case. To go in a cave and shoot Torah Ochel Nefesh. This is part of Ochel Nefesh, Bo beyond. Uka Oifim of Ashel Domi. The Ramah saying, why is it any different than baking and cooking? Like Menapo Kvaro with thieves, Osru Chachomim, which from the Mechse command over the Torah Mocher. It looks like they're out to do this wholesale. The Derech Breiro. The Kalim Halola, when you usually use the type of molasses, the Yoman Harvey, comes from the Savnil Elbasif Alf. You don't use this to mix up a little thing. You know, if you want to take one spoon of flour and mix it with an egg, you don't take out the mixing machine. It's more bother than it's worth. You take a spoon and you mix it. Right? You take out Kalim that have the ability to do large scale is because you intend, or it certainly looks like you intended to do it large scale. So this should be a simple halacha that borer is mutter.
And there's not a problem with the fact that this particular borer really could have been done the day before. You know, anything.
It's another problem. We're not up to that problem yet. And how that affects borer, or if it affects borer.
Right, because sometimes borer is critical, you have to do it right then, but sometimes it could have been,
right.
Like when you're taking solace from rice, wheat, you're taking off the shaft, that you could have done Erev Yom Tov, why couldn't you have done an Erev Yom
Tov? I guess if you knew, I don't know, maybe if you didn't know, you were going to
maybe you didn't know anything.
But a lot of times, right, like peeling things, they're going to lose the freshness.
Right. No, you're not going to peel an apple before because it'll turn brown.
Now, halavai life would be so simple. But In Simon Tov Kuvov, Siv Beis, we find the following. And the first half of this halach, I'm not going to go into that. That's not in our parameters. In Marak Din Atemach B'tchila Filo Yidei Shilat. The first sifting of flour, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Because Harkado is also. Normally, I guess the sifting is to get the junk out, whatever's there. I will imrock no me esmo. Suppose I already sifted it already, so that process is finished. When awful both tsror or kisim, and a splinter or a pebble fell in on Yontif itself, so that I couldn't do it before Yontif. Barotzel arakto pamshenis, and I want to re-sift it on Yontif. Then it's mutter af meloshim. Then it's mutter without a shim. Okay, that's a whole story. Why it's mutter, how it's mutter. He wants to explain that since you can see that all the bran was removed from it already, the flour is in a very pure state, so it's obvious that this is something which is a for an immediate need, that you process the flour. You're not processing the flour now. In other words, you start off, it has all the, it has the bran in it. So you see that this is not a high-class flour. It still needs to be processed first. So that processing portion is done for significant amounts of time. Whereas once you see, if you look at the flour already is basically pure. So you realize now whatever they're doing, there's something fell in. This is not some real major processing happening. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Then there are moyets. The yeshom, the mutzalito latzor, or kisim biyodo. Some say you can take it out with your hand. But some say that it's also to take it out with your hand. Now why is this? Why is it also? This is the problem. So Avol Yesh Machmir. What's alone? But the ones that say you can take it out with Avzem, or even this is Mutter, but within the Mutter, they Rikur, Kedasa Machava, or to sift it again. Now why should taking it out be worse than Rikur? It's strange. One is biyad, and one is bikli. So he says, "Avoyesh machmir." The cave in the gam bechol derech lito tzor biyad. Since in the weekdays, it's normal to take it out with one's hand. In other words, if a stone falls in, you don't take out the whole sifting machine and re-sift the whole thing normally. What do? One stone fell in. The flour is clean already. You just put it. You fish around with your hand until you find it and take it out. So this is the derech boyer b'kach. Since it's derech boyer b'kach, is that the reason? Since it's derech boyer b'kach, let me find the place again. Havali kabur. Well, the day is who I didn't aim lito b'yad a perura magdolim mitoch hakemach hanitchan shidoch matzis b'yont. According to this view, suppose. We say ain't toichan after toichan. So suppose you need to have some matzah milk. So what do? You can take a bunch of matzah, put it inside a napkin, a cloth napkin, bang it with a glass a little bit, right? And pound it up a little bit or whatever, and schnitzel hammer. And it's short all, you'll have matzah milk. Not going to be the finest matzah milk in the world, but you'll have matzah milk. The only problem is with doing it this way is that usually the results are uneven. So you're going to have some matzah mill and you're going to have some pieces that are larger than matzah mill. So before you make your kneidlach, you're going to want to get rid of the larger pieces. So from this standpoint, how do you normally get the larger pieces out? You have a small amount. You don't have to bring a whole sifting machine for this. You normally do it biyak. So the Chayyad says, according to that, if you actually made matzah mil and yontif and you wanted to take the larger pieces out that will remain after the pounding, you couldn't do this either, biyad. Because that would be bur, biyontif.
See, definitely doesn't think that would be clear. That would be worse.
And that is why these would be worse.
That would be worse than you would clear. So you can't take it out, period. Okay.
Well, if it's not, maybe if it's not the derech, then you have to know what fits back. The machaber allowed harkado certain things which you couldn't do biyad. since it's not the derech, so you can do it for kli.
Well, maybe in that case you do have a simple solution, that is to pound up those pieces that are.
Yeah, whatever. I'm saying. I don't want to get involved in the problem.
Like yeah.
So now the problem arises. So here we have a chumrah, not to do with biyat. So let's go back to Tufkuf Yud. So here the Bi'ur Halacha raises this. He raises this really in both places, but the Bi'ur Halacha raises it in Tufkuf Yud. In the Mishnah Berurah, the Sha'ar Tzion, he discussed it in Tufkuf Vav as well. Here it says a Baruch Kitni, it says Baruch Kedarko. We can't caution Haiman the Yomel Ailson in Tufkuf Vav Sif Beis Bahagor to also lead to Tzorah B'Yodai, that he can't take a Tzorah B'Yodai. Bar Ayachim of Ur, the Beyond the Baruch Kedarko. The Shulchan Aruch is a foolish, Baruch Kedarko. So what should be wrong with using my hand? The most you can say is that it's Derech Baruch Kedarko. But the Shulchan Aruch says Derech Baruch is Mutter. So what's the Pshat? The Taz says he's puzzled. Here it says Baruch Kedarko is Mutter, and there you're telling me, why can't I take a Torah B'Yad? The best you can say, because it's the Derech to do it. That's the Derech Baruch Kedarko. How do you take a single stone out? Take it out by, pluck it out by hand. So if you pluck it out by hand, so it's Darko. So it's just Mufurish. The Darko is Mutter. So what's the problem? This is what the Taz wants to know. וכן הרך והק ששום אמן המורדכי אין הר שולום ועול דה אחרינם וכן וואן אמר הגרד ובמשתבור השום פירשת את המיימן די אמר שום דגע בצורה אפילו בכל דרך לתלו שום בכלי שלא בכלי הוא מי חיות המי אין שום So there I wanted to say the pshat is over there the derech was to do it biyat so therefore you couldn't do it biyat So that would mean in our case, why is Baruch Kitnis Kedarko Mutter? I presume he means to say, because the Derech has to do it with a sieve. Since I'm not doing it with a sieve, that's maybe not the normal Derech. I guess that's what he means to say.
Because the word Kedarko.
What?
The word Kedarko doesn't know
well,
what
it
mean.
Well, it says Kedarko b'cheiko v'tamcho, or b'konon v'tamcho. But not, it didn't allow Napul Kvo. The real Derech Baruch is Napul Kvo. So. These a little bit are not so good. I presume that that's what he means. Now, this is the view. Uhumaya Chayodom shows. I presume the Chayodom is learning here that Hele Derech has to do with Benapu Kfar. That's what I'm assuming. And Bekonom Tamchu is not that there's so much to Derech. And he mentioned such a svar later that. Mentioned such a svar. The kind of a lav hachli that we tiru on a day konon the tamchut. Yesh lom to say choshu shinu. The kedarka would have to be not put far. You know, he has a svar later. He raises the issue later on in the next Bi'ur Halacha. What's the story that it was Efshel Lasas Mibayin? If I could have done the Bura Mibayin, is there an Easter in doing it on Yonder? So some claim there is. The Meiri says there's not. And there are a number of writings. So the question is, what remains lahalocha? So he has a svara that the Ramo wasn't machmer in this case because of the Indian of Efshar Mibayin. So since the Ramo only didn't allow Napul Kfar seeds, which are the real Derech Barer, so anyhow it's the Shino. Even though on Shabbos that's not a Shino, if it did, you use the seed, these type of Kalim on Shabbos, you would not be considered a full-fledged shinui as far as Shabbos were concerned. After the shinui gomer, the Shabbos was soilus mitochoichel, if you took the waste products out with these kalim on Shabbos would be chayim. They come up and then you understand that's enough to be considered a shinui. It's in terms of, for Epshim of Yoyim, as far as that's concerned, it's considered a shinui, which is enough. So that's the way the Chayodim seems to be learning in this halacha too. V'hagrav kosav, the chalik, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch wrote something else. Hello, v'tiru chacham baruch kedarko, hello, v'kitnis. It depends on the min itself. It's not the question that which is the derech bura and not derech bura. No, nothing to do. If yad is derech bura, it could still be mutter. Shulchan Aruch says kedarcha means kedarcha. Sheindar, what's the difference? Ela bekitni is a derech lahochel liyom rabba. People didn't normally prepare kidneys for the Yom Rabbah. I presume the reason is because whatever you have to prepare for kidneys is a small amount of preparation. From the way it grows to the way you use it is a small amount of preparation. So Mameila, why bother? When you finally get around to using it, you prepare it and that's all. Ava lo chit shadat and lohoch and Yom Rabbah. Chitim is a whole story. It's a grain, and you have to grind up the kernels and sift out the bran, and well, that's a ganze story. You get this stone. It's a whole process. So since it's a whole process, what you prefer to do if something is a whole process is you set aside a week, and you sit there and you work like a slave, and at the end of the week you finish with the headache for the year. Not every time you want to make up as a challah. You're starting again from scratch. Let the Caleb do it again. You know, it's chelmish. That's what I presume is the pshat. Avol ochid shadat lochon liyom rab. It says v'chein matzuvik tzasmach lezev beya daf yidimol. I found some basis for the Rashi of Anoch lechalek b'tuul the kidneys. I am shom b'Rashi dibur maskla b'kidneys. Rashi wrote because of the yesh b'nei odom harbish and choif tenoisin yachad. Elak idei rosen. Rashi says when it comes to beans, a lot of people don't prepare a lot. They just prepare what you need to put in the pot. Again, I presume the reason is because the preparation is minimal. For all courts of Shom Zel Shalosh and Derech Sak and Kulon Ke'echad, they look at the Kedir also. The Ra also wrote, you don't prepare the whole harvest at once. You prepare a pot some at a time. On Mamela Poshet, the Gamar Breila, and a little Yoimah. So Mamela, since the Derech is normally to do it that way, so if you're doing Burr, what are you doing Burr for? For that day, because that's how much do you make. You don't make parts of it. And therefore, it's apparent that you're not doing it liyomim harba. Well, the chari yesh raya lezeh gam edivri Rambam. Perakalaf, he brings a Rambam. At least it's not short a raya from the Rambam. Because of shekem b'vuah b'shita m'kubetzes, reish perak ein tzodin, b'shem Rambam. Alviza v'dogin ye osa liver afilu b'yak. So by grain, it's the derech to prepare this wholesale. I'm not sure what he meant. Did he mean that even to sort the stones out, I do the Yom HaRabeh? Or since wheat is normally prepared the Yom HaRabeh, so any involvement with it looks like you're doing it the Yom HaRabeh. I'm not sure exactly which of the two he means at this moment in time. But, so the chilek of the Rav Shulchan Aruch doesn't even do with Derech Bar. Derech Bar is Mutter and Yom Tov too. The Derech to do with Biyad is Mutter Biyad too. And that's why the rice not before only also because it looks like you're doing it the Yom HaRabeh. That's the sole reason that it's also. Now, even though it's interesting, even though the derech is to use it for today, but if you use Napo Kfar, so I people normally only use it for today. Why can't we use Napo Kfar? Because it looks like I'm making it the Yom HaRabeh. But we just said it's not the derech to make it the Yom HaRabeh. So we'll have to say it's true, it's not the derech, but that doesn't mean that no one ever makes it liyom harbe. What we saw, the Ra'ah said, Yesh b'nei yodom harbe, yishim chayif tenoisim b'yachan. It's very common that people don't process the whole thing at once. So when you look at a guy doing it, you don't think he's necessarily doing it for long range. But I didn't say there's no one that does it long range. There are some guys that are very tayekish, you know, with the kidneys too. They just want to get it all done with and that's it, you know. When they come time to use it, they don't want headaches. So they also do it, liyom harbe. So if you use it with napu kfar, sieves look like it's wholesale production. But if it doesn't look like wholesale production, then people are not necessarily going to assume. Why should they assume it is wholesale production when it's very common just to process it for here and there? So there's a very broad difference between these two answers. A very broad difference between them. Because according to the chayodom, it remains that whatever the derech bar is also a notice. And according to the Rav Shulchan, there's nothing to do with it. The derech bar is also mutter. And what's osur only is those type of things which you tend to do the Yomim Harbi. Minhag Ha'olam is to follow the sheet of the grass. That The bird we got is mutter, even if it is derech bara b'kach. The minhag is mahok. It would seem a little bit from that because the Chofetz Chaim brings smuchen to back up this shita. So perhaps his inclination is a little bit more in that direction too, but the minhag oilom is definitely a disregard. Now, the tzitzah of that is that I can even use, let's first deal with the simple cases of the Shulchan Aruch. Kono de tamcho, your types of kelim, which you don't really, you wouldn't, they're not so designated for boyer, you don't really use, they're not miyuchad like a napa kvar, you don't really use them. So, you know, you wouldn't use them for any significant production. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that these things are mutter. And even if it comes out, even if it's... So... Those types of kelim, which tend to be used for burr for short term, you wouldn't use the Yom HaRavei to come out of those kelim are mutter. The whole reason of not because it looks like it's the Yom HaRavei. So if you took, for example, let's say I made tea on Yom Tov from fresh tea leaves, and now I want to pour it through a little strainer to strain out the tea from the tea leaves. I wasn't actually made by Yom because I didn't make the tea made by Yom. I made it only on Yom Tov. Now this little strainer that you use, this 2x0, the 2-inch strainer, it's certainly not the way to do things in the Yom HaRavei. If you're going to try to do it in the Yom HaRavei, you're going to be there in the Yom HaRavei, making it to the Yom HaRavei. You're never getting done. You know, with kosher, you'll get, you know, one cup at a time out of it before you have to clean it out. See, even though it's a kli which is normally used for burr, but it's clear that it's not the Yom HaRavei, it would be mut. Now, even straightforwardly in the Shulchan Aruch, now even according to the Chayodom, those things, for example, which would normally, let's say, be the derech to do in a certain fashion, might be awesome. Now, for example, let's say you cook the pot of food, and you want to take out the sauce. You know, you want to use the sauce by itself, or get rid of the sauce, the liquid that it was in. So, how do you usually do that? If you have a pot full of food, then you want to get... What? So what do?
I would take out the food and then clear out the...
Let's say you have a lot of water in the pot. You want to get rid of the water. Right? If you take the simplest stuff, if you take the pot cover, you open it a crack, mm-hmm. Right? You pour it into the sink. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the first approach. No cable, anything. You didn't make anything dirty. You have this here already, right? That's approach number one. So, you might want to argue that that's the derech to do it in this fashion. Even though it's not a sieve, that's true, but it certainly is the derech to do it in this fashion. I couldn't argue that it's the nevertheless, even if you would argue that, but certainly it's not the derech to do it the Yom HaRavei this way. And for immediate use, this is the type of thing that you do. And so, assume you cooked the soup on Yom Tov, so you cooked whatever you cooked on Yom Tov, or you had to store it with the liquid so it shouldn't dry out. Cooked it out of Yom Tov, the meat, but I needed to leave it in the meat with the sauce because otherwise it's going to dry out. So now on Yom Tov I have to get rid of it. So it wasn't Efshim, but Yom to get rid of it. So I don't have to get involved in that problem. So all I want to do is pour off the liquid. So even if one would argue that it's derech to do it in this particular fashion, it's still going to be mut. Because we pass connect to grass and not connect to chayotah. So I just wanted, if you cooked spaghetti on Yom Tov, and so after you cook spaghetti, so then you have to dump it into a colander to get rid of the water. So again, this is also not least the Yom HaRavei. though it's nearly big enough to use Liyolim Harvit, such a device. It's clearly that you use it for immediate use. You cook it, you dump it out, you get rid of the water, you serve the spaghetti. So that's mutter to use on Yom Tov, such a thing. Just to give a few examples. Okay, I think we'll hold it at this point. The next one. Moshe, I have something for you.